You're listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. My name is Chelsea, and you're tuned into Satterstar, an emo radio show here on X-Ray. And the theme for today's episode is Killed by Emo Volume 3. We aired two prior volumes of this kind of series last year, so a little while ago. And this series really features rare emo and screamo in the style of like a Killed by Death compilation, which, if you're not familiar, is a series of bootleg albums compiling rare early punk songs. These compilations dug up old, hard-to-find records and made them available for a new audience in a new format, which definitely is similar to what I tried to do on the radio show here. This episode is another collaboration with Omar, who selected about half of these tracks. All the songs on this playlist are from short-lived bands with very limited releases, some only recording a short demo tape or just maybe one perfect song on a compilation before parting ways. So, to start off the episode today, this first track is by a band we were both recently searching for the music of called The Spirit of St. Louis. They were from a town called Laguna Niguel in Orange County, California, and only released one 7-inch in 1998. I found out about this band recently, actually through local tattoo artist Ryan Jacob Smith, who did the vocals in this band, funny enough. And Omar was also previously searching for their music since they're from South Orange County, where he grew up, and really only a handful of emo bands ultimately were from. So a rare find for sure. So yeah, we're going to start out with a track called Different Circus, Same Clowns by the Spirit of St. Louis. I'll catch you about halfway through. So thanks so much for tuning in to Satterstar, Killed by Threemo. Here we go.
You know the dialect and you don't know the speech.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hello, you're still tuning in to Satter Star Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM. And if you're just tuning in, we're doing the third installment of the Killed by Emo series with Omar, which features rare emo and screamo in the style of a Killed by Death kind of compilation, featuring mostly bands with very limited releases or no official releases at all. Starting at the top, you heard The Spirit of St. Louis with Different Circus, Same Clowns, Lig OD with Oracle at Delphi, Milkweed with their track Concept of Zero off of a split 7-inch called Thoughts and Notions Conbrio, then a band called Morgulons with their track Here's to Feeling Good All the Time off of a 5-song demo. And fun fact about that song, Omar archived the songs of that band from their MySpace in around 2009, I think, or maybe even earlier, which is how their tracks still exist online today. And yeah, only released that one demo that was really only put on MySpace. After that was a band called Brook 1905 with their track The Last Goodbye. And that was a very short-lived Texas emo band that actually featured fellow Monday Night X-Ray DJ Jeremy of Punk House Radio. I really love that song. That was their only officially released song on a great compilation called There Is a Light. They have some other unreleased tracks and yeah, just really cool stuff. Shout out Jeremy of Punk House Radio. Always a great Satter Star supporter and also played a lot of really good emo on a show earlier today. After that was a band called Malva, German emo band with their track Gran Ascensione. And then Not for the Lack of Trying with their track Goodbye off of a Ebullition compilation 312-93. And that was another band that only really released one song ever. they possibly, maybe have an unarchived demo floating around somewhere that I'd be very curious to hear if it was ever unearthed. And then you just heard a track called Baby Lemonade by GLAAD off of one of their two demos. They're from Florida and they just self-release a couple demo tapes and also have some other like unreleased tracks on YouTube. Pretty cool stuff. And yeah, coming up next, we're going to play a band called The Button Men. They released a really great 7-inch in 1997 on the Nervous Wreck Kids label, which had some other really great releases. I think they also have a tape. But yeah, that's what we're going to hear next. This track is called Hanging at the Plaza by The Button Men. And thanks again for tuning in to Satter Star. Thank you. you're still tuned in to Sadder Star Emo Radio Show, and we're just about to wrap up this week's episode, Killed by Emo, Volume 3. Thanks so much to Omar for collaborating with me on this playlist yet again. Starting out, actually, let's go over what you just heard. You just heard Sara with their track Complete Rewrite off of their one and only 7-inch. They had a few other... they had like a tape and then another song or two, I think, that they released. But that 7-inch release in 1999, I don't have, but I would love to own it at some point. That song is killer. They were from Massachusetts in the late 90s. And before that, you heard a band called Blandine Cosima. I think they're from Lincoln, Nebraska. They only released one like really perfectly packaged manila envelope emo 7-inch, which is pretty solid. Before that was The Day of Man is Man with their track that's, I think it's really untitled. The unofficial name is Hold My Hand. Then Monument for Once by Chapman Park, which was pre-Portrait, and they only released one demo tape. And I feel like the poor audio quality, recording quality of that song and the tape in general is really, I don't know, it's super emo. It's part of the emo canon. It makes the song even better. Before that was Do French by a band called Halo Perfecto, which just released one singular album called Hospitals in Other Countries. And they're from Providence, had members of several other bands, including Palatka, and that was released in 2003. Before that was a band that I found myself in person called March December Swing off of a 7-inch compilation called Self-Portrait. That track was called The Joy of Photography. I really, really love that song. I completely randomly found that band at Mississippi Records. I found a dollar bin 7-inch compilation and just like bought it on a whim. I had some other bands I recognized, but this track is like the standout of the whole comp. And that's the only song that they ever released. So I don't know how they did that so perfectly and then never released anything else, but so good. Before that was The Button Men with their track Hanging at the Plaza, off of their self-titled 7-inch. And then we're going to wrap up this week's episode, which is also Killed by Emo Volume 3, with a track by a band called Nuclear Winter. This band features Melissa of Shroom Union and Driftwood, some like mid-90s California emo bands, and has like kind of a similar sound but maybe more like dreamy. This is their only released song, so that's a common theme for this episode today. Also on a compilation called Use This Coupon, which has bands like Car vs. Driver and Bubble Jug. This was released in 1996. So yeah, this is Blue Skies by Nuclear Winter, the one and only track that ever released. So thanks again for tuning in and take care.